Welcome back to Horizons, the Hymn to Christ the King by the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and this is news from around the diocese. Today is the Feast of Christ the King. It marks the end of the church year. Prayers will take place at the statue of Christ the King, Ballymullen, this afternoon at 3 p.m. All welcome. Bishop Ray has asked that every parish engages in the diocesan renewal process. In the coming fortnight, all volunteers in ministries will be asked to fill out a short survey. This will be sent out by members of the Parish Pastoral Council. This process will be very useful in gaining an insight into lay involvement in our parishes and in shaping the future. Thanks in advance to all volunteers for your assistance with this. All parishes are seeking volunteers in the following groups. If you would like to volunteer as a reader, in the Eucharistic Ministry, in the Altar Society, as a collector, or as a counter, please contact your local parish pastoral council. This is the final week of annual Masses for those who have died during the past year. Please see your local parish newsletter for the day and time. The parish calendar for 2025 is now available in the Cathair Sáimhín Church porch. Please take one home with you and take one also for someone who may be living alone. Castle Island Parish Office is now taking bookings for Masses in 2025. Please contact Noreen at the Parish Office. Castle Gregory Christmas Card Competition invites all young artists to enter. There are three age categories: infant, young child, and teenager. Entries to be handed in on November 30th at the Christmas Market in the Club Rooms. Prizes to be awarded in all categories. Rathmore Parish has seen an overwhelming interest in the Camino. Bookings are no longer available. However, if you wish to attend, your name will be added to a waiting list. Kerry Hospice Christmas cards are now available in the Tarbert Bridewell. The Dominican Church Tralee welcomed the relic of Blessed Carlo Acutis yesterday. The relic will depart tomorrow afternoon, For further information, please see the poster in the church porch. Knocknagoshal Annual Christmas Market takes place at noon today in Knocknagoshal Community Centre. Moy Van and Knockin Yor Senior Citizens Christmas Party takes place today. 12:30 Mass will be followed by dinner, afternoon tea, music and dancing until 5:30 p.m. See the parish newsletters for more details. Glenflesk Parish Bazaar will take place at 3 p.m. in St. Agatha's GAA Hall. All proceeds will go towards the renovation of their three churches. Your support is very much appreciated. The Glen Theatre Drama Group presents Roger's Last Farewell, written by the late Sean Buckley and directed by Tig O'Keefe. Finale show tonight at the Glen Theatre, Bantier at 8 p.m. A Christmas fundraising cake sale will take place in St. John's Parish Centre after all Masses today. It is in aid of our local missionary, Father David O'Connor, Peru Mission. Father David wishes to thank the people of Kerry for their ongoing generosity. The traditional Latin Mass will be offered today at 12 noon in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Rathastrilli, by Father Bernard Healy. Ballyduff National School's used clothes collection is on Monday. Donations can be dropped near the shed or pump house. The Alzheimer's Society of Ireland are hosting a Memory Cafe event on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Brook Lane Hotel, Killarney Road, Kinmare. The guest speaker is Amanda Keane from Age Friendly Ireland. Music by Suzanne and Tracy. For more information, please see the Kenmare Parish newsletter. There is a free Arts for Health Carers Morning on Wednesday at 11 a.m. in Irie's Meeting Rooms. All who care for a family member or friend are welcome to attend. Come along and enjoy the fun. There is a Care of the Aged event in Moy Van and Knockin Yor Parish area. A chiropodist will attend the Marion Hall on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. There is an upcoming webinar for parents of confirmation children. It will be on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. The speaker is Dr. Dan O'Connell from Mary Immaculate College, Limerick. This webinar is designed to complement the pre-sacramental work that is already happening in schools and parishes. An introduction to contemplative meditation will take place at the St. John's Parish Centre on Thursday evenings at 6:45 p.m. and runs for 4 weeks. Roger Harty will lead the workshops using input, story and practice. All are welcome. Better Bones, Better Balance, run by HSE, is commencing at the Keele Community Centre on Friday at 12 p.m. for 8 weeks. If interested, please contact the centre. Tickets for the Ballybunion Senior Citizens Christmas Party will be available for collection from committee members at SuperValue on Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. There will be a Christmas market in Brosna Hall on Friday at 5 p.m. It promises to be a fabulous showcase for local crafters. Come along and enjoy the festive fun.
Thank you, Gronia. The Hymn to Christ the King by Sarah Hart. Thank you.
smile to speak into our pain, restoring unto us our joy, to teach our hearts and heal our wounds, replace our doubt with heaven's truth, the broken healed, the lost redeemed, the beauty of our Christ the King. Though heaven's glory he had shown, all our praises turned to scorn, the gift of mercy that he gave, we returned with cross and thorn. Yet to the end he loved us still, surrendered to the Father's will. Forgiveness was his offering, the mercy of our Christ the King. And though they laid him in the tomb, in the silence of the grave, no stone could keep the love of God from the ones he came. So in power and radiant light, he vanquished death and rose to life. Now with the heavens I shall sing the glory of our Christ the King. Now with the heavens I shall sing the glory of our Christ the King.
On this Sunday, we celebrate the feast of Christ, the King of the universe. And so we pray. From 11th to the 22nd of November, COP29 took place in Baku, Azerbaijan. Let us pray that Christ, ruler of the kings of the earth, may touch the hearts, minds, and hands of the world leaders who have participated in this gathering. May the decisions taken at the conference lead to substantial change toward global climate justice. And may our own prayer and actions continue to contribute to it. Lord, hear us. And our reply, Lord, graciously hear us.
After the break, Life in the Spirit Seminars.